Spellbound, written by Big Mama Llama 5 and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Supergirl. Relationship, Kara Danvers / Lena Luthor. Rating, teen and up audiences. Additional tags, alternate universe, fantasy. Summary. The war is won and the day is theirs. Now all that's left is to rest and enjoy each other's company. A fic entry for Volume 3 of the Supercorp zine. The fire crackled low in the stone hearth, licking up from the red-gold coals pulled into a heap under the suspended cast-iron kettle. Lena swept around the cozy kitchen in a whirl of deep green fabric, her bare feet silent on the stone-slab floor worn smooth over the millennia. Two plates were carefully being assembled on the hewn wooden table polished to a gleam. Sunlight poured into the room through the door and open windows, warming the modern granite countertops and the eclectic and jarring mix of ancient pottery and modern technology. She wiped her hands on a dishcloth and scooped up the plates, pocketed her phone, and tossed the inky waves of her hair over her shoulder as she slipped from her home. Lena stepped out onto her sun-dappled patio and felt her shoulders and face warm in the light. Birds sang merrily in the high-reaching boughs of the lichen-spotted trees, and the springtime flowers were nearly in full bloom. Their perfume brightened the fresh earthy green and compelled Lena to slow her step to take in the scene. It was the most alive her small, hidden pocket dimension had looked in centuries, and it only grew more beautiful as her powers returned to her, growing stronger than ever before as she healed. It helped that she wasn't alone and had someone to help her. Someone to keep her from closing herself off again into cold little boxes. Kara had that effect. Kara, the Kryptonian. The wild, sunny woman that she had inexplicably fallen in love with. The woman who brought the Daxamites to their knees in the battle of fire and blood, yet offered kindness and mercy when they lay groveling at her feet. The very woman dressed comfortably in a deep navy tee and cream trousers, who busied herself at the table on the patio with a tea set, making Lena's cup just the way she liked it. The very woman... How many times do I have to tell you? Stop growing moss on my teapot. Lena's placidly amused stare slid from Kara's face to one of her favorite delicately patterned teapots on the table. A tiny pink mushroom emerged along the edge of the slowly creeping greenery. Her brow rose with the mushroom. Lena hummed in flat and sincere belief as she set their lunch on the table. Kara fidgeted and twisted her hands together as ambers glowed under her skin in her fingertips.
Sorry.
I'm fairly certain you've managed to grow a small garden on just about every pot I own. When I told Mr. Shakespeare I was still finding lichen on the one he gifted me, I had to convince the man not to blow his immortality cover when he felt so overcome to write you a sonnet.
Dearest Kara, fiery creature of light and life.
Lena, she whined at her ribbing. Kara, in all her nigh-immortal Kryptonian glory, slouched a little further in the wicker chair, looking adorably guilty with drooping, broad shoulders. The pout of her lip quickly burned out the teasing fire in Lena's chest. She reached forward and twirled her finger over the pot, drawing power through the ley line her home rested on, and coaxed the springy moss to grow away from the spout. The energy seeped through her body and felt like cool silk sliding over her skin, comforting and familiar in its delicate chill. What is it, darling? Lena's breath escaped in a white fog. Kara shrugged, and a thin white scar peeking out from the collar of a loose tee drew her attention. Tired, dull fear twinged in Lena's chest when she remembered how that scar had come to be. The crushing weight of the freezing ocean, the brine in her nose and mouth as she dove deep to pull the limp, pallid form of the fallen Kryptonian from the clutches of death. She could see the tendrils of blood again, seeping through the split golden breastplate and darker than black in the icy water, spidery and reaching. Lena? The warm, sunlit patio snapped back into reality, and Lena blinked, bewildered. Kara was leaning forward and had taken her hands, and Lena realized with a blush she had completely missed her question. The crinkle of worry between Kara's brows had formed, and Lena squeezed her calloused hands back.
"I'm sorry. Would you care to tell me why you're growing a garden on the teapot that Miss Emily Bronte gifted me?"
This time, she asked gently with a lilting tease, her soft brogue tripping over her question. Kara dropped a kiss on her knuckles and pulled her plate towards her.
"I'm happy. Where did you just go now?"
Lena sighed and sank down into the chair next to her. Kara's top had shifted and covered the scar again.
"Just remembering our first swim together."
"Ah. Well, it wasn't much of a swim, but it's a good thing I fell in front of the goddess of war. Considering the Morrigan's calling card, it's a wonder she saved me. One could say I fell for her."
Kara grinned brightly, her nose scrunching, and well aware of her terrible joke. Lena rolled her eyes and pulled her plate towards her as Kara kept grinning. She felt her own smile threaten to betray her carefully crafted air of nonchalance. The show of open affection was still something she was getting used to after having been alone for so long. She could feel warmth blossoming in her chest and her cheeks blush. Kara snorted at her nonverbal response and gently bumped their shoulders.
"Well, I'm not afraid to, as the humans say, kick you to the curb."
"You're going to make me do a walk of shame? Ouch."
"I'll let you take your leftovers."
Kara leaned over and pressed a kiss to the corner of her mouth.
"Goddess of war and generosity."
Lena sighed again good-naturedly and turned her face to the endlessly amused Kara. She laid a soft kiss on her smile.
"Eat your lunch."
She didn't have to tell her twice, and Kara dug in with gusto. Lena left her to her own devices and poured them both a cup of tea from her lushly green teapot. By the time she set it back down on its cozy, there were three more tiny mushrooms in a delicate myriad of colors popping up, a watercolor of bright blues and pinks. Moss crawled further down the side of her teapot, following the grooves of the shape.
"Kara," she started, her mind going back to the conversation they had both been actively avoiding for the past few weeks. "When are you going back to Krypton?"
Kara froze next to her. A shimmer of heat outlined her frame for a heartbeat, warming Lena's side with a sudden flash of power as a bolt of unease made her control slip. Lena watched her lean back and carefully wipe her mouth with her napkin, the heat receding as quickly as it had come.
Well,
she hesitated. Nervous energy rolled off her in waves, and Lena could feel the tension coiling in her body as the embers glowed to life under her skin. The air became more humid, and an electricity in the air set her teeth on edge. But that's all it was. She could tell that Kara wasn't upset, but she was missing something. Kara had confessed that she had fallen in love with her, and that wasn't a basis for concern in the slightest. No, Kara was nervous. Lena had never seen her so nervous, not even on the eve of their final battle with the Daxamites. Lena pushed her plate away and slid to the edge of her seat, her hand covering Kara's forearm. Her cool touch stilled the rising panic she could feel under her palm.
"Krypton is safe, is it not?"
Lena began calmly, blocking out the cold, creeping ache in her chest.
"We always knew separation was a possibility, Kara."
Lena took Kara's clenched fist and wormed her fingers into her grasp.
"I can visit you. You can always visit me. We both have our own duties to take care of. I understand that. It will be hard, but..."
"I accepted the position of the Kryptonian representative to the human plane of existence."
The sunlit patio fell silent following Kara's rushed confession, save for the songbirds in the trees and the breeze coaxing the wind chimes to softly sing. Lena straightened up and blinked wide-eyed, almost certain that she hadn't heard her correctly. The old feeling of familiar warmth in her chest blossomed beneath her ribs as Kara pushed her plate away to face her, her apprehension and hope clear in her face. Oh.
Well, you see, now that Krypton has been reclaimed and the Daxamites driven out, the High Council felt that Krypton needed to be more open to its dimensional neighbors. Our isolation was ultimately why... you know that already. That's not the point. Kara took a deep breath and twisted her hands together, pulling her eyes from her lap to look at Lena. She swallowed visibly and untangled her fingers to take Lena's hand again. Her touch was gentle, the calluses on her palms rough against her knuckles. Because of my time spent on Earth, even though it was against orders? She grimaced as she spoke. And then my time spent here with you, the High Council approached me to stay, and...
Kara trailed off, her eyes drooping again as she fidgeted for a long moment, her thumb smoothing over the back of Lena's hand as her mouth opened and closed mutely while she searched for her next words. Lena could feel her heart in her throat as the warmth in her chest roared to life in a surge of blinding affection. She was certain she knew what she was going to ask, and the revelation sent her wheeling into space, feeling like she was composed of feather down and sunlight. Kara took another deep breath and visibly set her shoulders. She looked back up at Lena, the dappled sun brightening her eyes to clear blue.
You can say no, but I was hoping that I could stay here, with you.
Lena gobbled. A bird trilled overhead. Kara's eyes grew wide in panic.
I realize this is assuming a lot, and I don't want to encroach on you, because you absolutely don't have to say yes. This is your home, and you have a life, and you've only known me...
Lena was hastily climbing into her lap and interrupting her with a heady kiss before her sentence was finished. Kara squeaked in surprise, but immediately melted, wrapping her up tightly in her embrace as the nervous tension melted from her. They lost themselves in each other for a few long minutes, as Lena chose to show her answer to Kara's question, rather than verbally answer it. Before things got too out of hand, Lena pressed her nose into Kara's cheek and just breathed her in, her arms comfortably wrapped around solid shoulders. A warm hand smoothed up and down her back in easy comfort. Kara grinned against the corner of her mouth, her smug flirtiness coloring the words murmured into Lena's skin.
I guess I should have told you that last night.
Lena leaned up just far enough to drink her in. Kara was relaxed and practically glowing gold with happiness. Her freckled cheeks flushed a pretty pink.
You're not leaving.
Her question came as a prayer. Kara smiled brightly and reached up to the side of her face. Her fingertips traced above her brow and carefully tucked a stray lock of hair behind Lena's ear. The touch made sparks race down her spine, and the surge of fondness in her chest nearly robbed her of her breath. It was a welcome sensation she was still getting surprised by.
How long will you stay?
I'll stay for as long as you want me.
Lena's arms tightened around Kara. Her whispered answer raced past her lips.
I want you forever.
Kara was already pulling her back in with wonder, the love in her eyes warming Lena to the very center of her being. The birds sang as the breeze made the sunlight dance across the patio, accompanying the calming tones of the chimes hanging from the eaves. By the time Lena and Kara had retreated inside, the remains of their lunch were cold, and the little teapot was buried in soft, springy moss and a rainbow array of tiny mushrooms. The end.